Okay, we're on.
There was like that big dramatic pause.
Yeah. Right at the beginning.
And I'm looking at you like, did you hit it?
Yeah.
Did
you hit it? Staring at the ceiling for a moment.
We're back.
It's
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's the Wednesday evening podcast.
For Wednesday.
We're going to jump right into headlines.
Yeah, let's just jump right in.
There's some pretty good shit
that's
going on in the world. I shouldn't say good shit. Insane.
Right. But that's good, though. Insane is good.
I think.
At least for us.
Yeah. I think the world is reaching a fever pitch of insanity, and I think we have a few headlines to help prove that theory.
Man, it has... I think you were right. We were talking about this off the podcast. I think you're right that it has a lot to do with population and population increase, because you're just increasing the odds of crazy shit to happen, right?
Right.
Like, more people you have, the more crazies you have. But I also think that we just have more access to it. Like, I could see...
That, too.
Because, you know, back in, like, the 1800s, you didn't know what was... Like, if in the 1800s, you lived in New York, you didn't know what was going on in Kansas.
True.
There needed to be a big fucking story. A big fucking story.
Yeah, like
to
an
make
entire
it.
City burning to the ground or some shit.
Right, you know? Exactly. Like, yeah. Because
like
you didn't have
slaughter.
Yeah. You didn't have that fucking information back in those days. But today I can figure out whatever the New Delhi Daily News is in India with a simple Google search.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, it's not like there's like hundreds of crazy articles per day. There's like a handful.
I know, it's actually kind of miraculous there isn't more.
But it's daily.
It is daily.
You know?
Well,
and let's just think about all the shit that never gets reported.
That's true.
Just because we have the ability to receive the information.
Doesn't mean...
Yeah, and I mean, the internet is directed now. It used to be, you know, the whole internet was there for you.
Mm.
Now, Google controls what articles you even see.
Mm-hmm.
Based upon your past search history and shit.
Right.
They actually kind of control what you get to see now. So we're not really getting the whole world worth of news, worth of internet anymore anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, it's just all filtered.
Yeah, it's kind
filtered,
customized for you.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you, like, I've talked to girls on before about, like, Facebook and stuff. Like, do you get for ads on Facebook, do you get like, do you want to become a cop? Do you ever see those?
No, I don't get those. But then I have ad blockers and I don't get any ads on Facebook.
Yeah, this
anymore.
This was before I was using ad blockers.
But when I was getting ads, it seemed like the ads were kind of targeted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
But they didn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah,
they
were targeted
to my interests.
Very general sense. Like, I'm a male, therefore they're going to say...
Yeah, I got a lot of workout supplements because I talked about going to the gym one day. That's what does it.
Right.
I posted, you know, oh, I went to the gym. I feel great. Had a great, you know, everyone should be out there working out because it feels great. You know how you get when you work out.
Right.
All fucking annoying. I feel the need to tell people when you're working out. It's fucking so stupid. But I did it once. And, all of a sudden I started getting all these workout videos and supplements and all these fucking workout ads.
Yeah, it's all geared towards what they think you're going to buy.
Right, and it's all based upon what you post,
and
what you write.
And like.
Exactly.
What you like and what the videos you watch, the videos you post.
I got a lot of ads for booze, like crack and rum and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bacardi.
A lot of mine were cop. Do you want to become a cop? Do you want to become an FBI agent?
Because you work for the government.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, maybe I'm a secret FBI agent.
Like,
and
you don't.
Like,
yeah, you don't want to do what you're doing. You want to do this.
That's actually why this podcast started, so I could spy on Devin. I actually work for the CIA.
Right, because I'm that important.
I fly back to the Pentagon every night.
Could you imagine?
I give Obama a report and I say, "This is what Devin's up to."
Wow, how trippy would that be?
I know, right? Wouldn't that be so weird?
That be so fucking
wouldn't that make
weird.
You feel so important if that turned out to be true?
I'd be like, what the fuck is your problem? I'd be like, you know.
Turns out that none of these people are my family. My dad isn't my real dad. Like, they're all posing.
Well, it's not even that you're spying on me. It's that this is all just some kind of an experiment, and I'm the lab rat. Is basically what this is. You know, you're not spying on me because I'm somebody important. I'm just specimen 0158. You know, and you got these little houses set up all over the country, and you're like studying people, running them through mazes.
That's just
fucking
what I
with
do.
Their heads. Yeah, oh, yeah. All you motherfuckers are fucking with my heads, feeding me with all kinds of crazy ideas,
getting you drunk so that your inhibitions are lowered.
Right. So you can pump my head full of shit just to see if it takes. just to see if I buy into it.
Have you ever thought I was a government agent?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I thought you were a fucking alien.
Yeah. That works.
Your whole family.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of aliens, but not government. But I guess it's one and the same, you know.
Right.
Kinda.
They are alien.
Yeah.
I mean, the only definition of alien is not like us. We call illegal immigrants
illegal
aliens.
No, I mean from
space.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about literal non-human entities wearing suits or some kind of holographic technology to make you look human, but you're not.
Because
I've heard I heard your dad talking that weird fucking language the one night, and you understood every word he fucking said. We were real drunk. It was real late at night. And he was, like, speaking some weird language that wasn't, like, no human language I'd ever fucking heard. It sounded like a snake hissing a lot.
He was speaking Parseltongue?
He was
from Harry Potter?
No, he was speaking some kind of reptilian fucking language to you. And you just sat there and kind of, like, listened to it all. And then you looked at him and you were like, no, that's not the case at all. And then you both looked at me like, you know, like I was so drunk. Like, you thought I was so drunk that I wouldn't have caught it. That's exactly what fucking happened, dude. I was not that drunk.
No memory of this.
Yeah.
But we've talked about this before. This house is weird.
This house is weird, and when you and your dad get blackout drunk, both of you act really weird, but only in this house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know what's going on. I black out here more than anywhere.
I have thought that before, that you guys were not human.
Oh, cool.
Just because of shit like that. And that's,
well, that's fair.
That's just one fucking story. I got a bunch.
My explanation for that is that I am so drunk that I am just open to anything. That my inhibitions are that lowered.
Well, no, the other night we were hanging out over at Eric's watching the hockey game. We were talking about your dad and how he gets when he gets too fucked up. And he said he starts talking in his Native American tongue.
Mm-hmm. Well, my dad kind of does that, like...
Well, I think that's maybe what I heard, was that's what he was doing. But to me, I didn't know about any Native American tongue. I hear all this, and I hear that shit, and I'm like, he's a goddamn reptilian. Like, I wanted to go over and pull his mask off right fucking then and there.
All of a sudden, he's just this giant bipedal lizard.
Yeah.
Just standing there.
Yeah. Or he's just got these big gouge marks down his face from my fucking claws because he wasn't wearing a mask. You know?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
My nails just scrape down his face because
he's
not
human.
A lizard. Yeah, because he's human.
And then you just, you know, assaulted him.
Yeah. I, you know. Just totally. Bad trip, man.
I don't know.
Bad trip that night.
I'm an Occam's razor type of guy. Like... when it comes to explanations, the simplest one is the best one. That's what Occam's razor is, and that's how I feel about it. So
I believe the exact opposite.
Right.
I believe everything is extremely complex, more complex and layered than you could ever fucking imagine. I think Occam was a dickhead.
Well, I mean, like, okay, this is kind of what Occam was saying with this whole theory, is that you hear a crash in your closet. And you open your closet and you see that a shoebox fell off a shelf. Now, what is more likely to be the truth? That something, like, it was leaning weird and there was some strange weight distribution and it kind of just fell, like it just slid and fell off the shelf? Or is it more likely that an alien came down and sneaked into your house, got into your closet, and then made it look like it fell off the shelf?
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I mean... it's you're given two examples that I don't believe either one of them would be likely. Okay, there's a billion different things it could have been, and I don't agree with either of those. I don't think it was just waitress distribution out of the blue. A body at rest tends to stay at rest.
Yeah, but shit
doesn't
falls,
shit
though.
You know, shit doesn't move on its own. Once it's fucking settled in a box, a shoebox falling off a shelf in a closet, something made that happen. I'm not saying it was an alien that came down. But it could have been it could have been a spirit. It could have been some kind of otherworldly force that moved it. I've seen ghosts. I've dealt with ghosts. I know they're fucking real. You know, maybe they're not even ghosts. Maybe they're just interdimensional beings. I believe in those too because I've experienced them. So, I mean, fuck Occam. I think Occam's razor is the everything's coincidence. The simpleton view. I think that is.
What do you call me, a simpleton?
Yeah, I'm calling everyone who believes in Occam's razor as. They don't want to see anything complex, so Occam's razor is perfect for them to fall back on.
No, Occam's razor is just a skeptical viewpoint.
Right,
like
that too.
You don't need to... applying crazy theories to everything is not...
Well, see, it's only crazy. It's only crazy if you've never seen it firsthand. And I've experienced all the shit. Everything I believe in, I've experienced it. I didn't choose to believe this shit. Life has forced me to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know why fucking these things happen to me and they don't happen to you. Or maybe they do happen to you, but you just refuse to see them. Or no. You can just rationalize them any way that makes it comfortable so you can sleep at night.
I remember being a kid and thinking there was ghosts and shit around. But I, you know, looking back, I never really... There was nothing really justifiable for it. And in my adult life, I don't see anything like any of you guys talk about.
I know, and it blows my mind.
I don't see it. Like I'm saying, do not see it.
I know, but like I'm surrounded by people that do, and you don't see it at all.
Nothing.
So we're all crazy and you're sane.
That's not necessarily what I'm saying.
Or
I'm just saying.
We're all sane and you're just not seeing it. Right. It's one or the other. Mm. So what is it? I don't know. Let's move on to the headlines.
You don't want to get into that discussion?
No, I don't want to get into it because it's pointless.
Yeah.
You don't see it. You refuse to see it. You don't want to see it. And that's fine. That's totally fine, man.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on.
All right. Just turn it into other things, to more productive things. So there was a woman, and she called the police in England because this guy didn't put the right amount of sprinkles on her fucking ice cream.
Yeah, that's fucking... See, here we go, folks. She fucking called the cops. She got an ice cream at an ice cream truck, and the guy just half-assed kind of dunked her ice cream cone into the sprinkle box and only got sprinkles on half her ice cream. And when she asked him to do it properly, he basically said, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And she called the cops on him. How'd you like to be the freaking person to get that call?
The dispatcher?
Yeah. Yeah. I want you to send a police officer down here because this guy didn't give me enough sprinkles on my ice cream cone.
Right.
A more productive way would be to just badmouth that ice cream truck to everyone and just like start this like neighborhood boycott of him and say, this guy's a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's ripping people off.
He didn't break the law.
No.
Like you don't need to get law enforcement agencies involved with sprinkles.
Exactly.
But this is a situation that could easily be fixed by saying, hey, did you know that dude's a dick?
Right.
Did you know that that guy's a dick in there?
Talk to your neighbors.
Because ultimately, it's a fucking ice cream cone.
Right.
Like, you spent, what, $2? I don't know. I mean, pounds. I don't know the conversion. But, like, you spent £1.50 on the ice cream, because it was in England. And, like, ultimately, you're not losing anything by not having those sprinkles. You're really not. This is starting to make me mad. It's so stupid that somebody would call the police about this. Like, it just made me laugh at first, but now it's starting to make me mad because this is one of the quotes. At one point, she said frankly to the operator, it doesn't seem like much of an emergency, but it is. And the reason why is because she's a fucking selfish, ridiculous, retarded person. Like, she has this delusion of grandeur where if she is fucked over in any way, that the police need to get involved.
Right. Yeah, totally.
That's like me going to Subway and saying, hey, you usually put 5 pieces of ham, but I only see 4 on that.
I'm going to call the cops
I'm going to call the Layton City Police Department and get them involved unless you put another ham on that.
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I would have handled it like if I would have said, can you put some more sprinkles on there? And they would have said no, and that's what happened. I would have said, well, how much for extra sprinkles?
Right.
Quarter?
Exactly.
If I give you another quarter, another 50 cents, can you get them all over the whole... I'm really into sprinkles, man. I'm really into fucking sprinkles, and I'll pay an extra 50 cents. Just roll that motherfucker around in there, double dip that shit for me, and problem solved. She was probably a fucking total cunt about it.
Yeah.
She was probably like that crazy bitch from Cheektowaga, the racist chick that went viral.
Yeah, that girl.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she was probably that type of women.
Right.
And she just came off as a pain in the fucking ass
entitled
to this guy. Yeah, if she was cute and sweet, she doesn't even have to be cute. But if she was, like, really nice and had a nice personality, I'm sure the ice cream guy.
Right.
Who can say no to a sweetheart?
It just goes to show being nice is a good thing.
Yeah, she probably wasn't nice at all. And
yeah,
that's why he did it all half-assed to begin with.
Right.
That's what
She's
I'm
like,
thinking.
Give me an ice cream cone. And he was like, Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Where's my sprinkles?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't ask for sprinkles.
Right,
and
right.
then when he handed it to her, she was like, there's no sprinkles.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't fucking ask me for sprinkles, bitch. Here's your fucking sprinkles. And he fucking slapped it into the box, got Damn, like a quarter yeah. of it covered, and handed it to her. And yeah.
It was busy.
I bet you.
Yeah.
I bet you that's how it really went down. But you don't get that from the news because the media wants you to get all fired up and angry and think that everyone's out of their fucking minds.
Yeah.
Now that I'm analyzing the whole situation.
In a full recorded copy, the woman exactly said the following. I'm at an ice cream van and I've ordered an ice cream. Yeah. She's so stupid. The person has basically given me an ice cream and he's put bits on one side and none on the others. And I've said, can you that properly, please? That's a typo.
Can you do that properly,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, can you do that properly, please?
They left out the do in
and
the
he's
article.
Like, no.
He's like, no, because this is my ice cream truck, lady.
Right.
You're going to show me some respect for your $1.50.
If that was me, if she was being that big of a shit, I would have been like, no, and then I would have dropped it. I would have dropped the ice cream.
And then
cone.
I would have thrown her money back at
yeah.
her and said,
yeah.
don't ever buy from me again.
Oops, here, I'll give you your money back. Like, throw it off the counter. Oops, oh.
Right, but give it back to her all
yeah.
in coins.
Yeah.
Even though she gave you a dollar bill.
Yeah.
Give it all back in coins and just kind of like, yeah,
yeah,
scatter it
oh,
across
geez.
The road.
And I'm then just, so sorry.
And just haul ass out of there.
With the little ice cream
yeah.
tone playing.
Exactly.
The street.
Right on. I'm thinking she was mean.
Yeah.
And she didn't get her sprinkles because she was being mean. I'm telling you, man, kindness goes a long freaking way. And so does an extra goddamn quarter. I mean, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know? If you know you can spend a little bit extra money and still be an asshole and still get your way. It's one or the other. You either got to be really nice, or you got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And fuck,
she wasn't willing to do either of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
and these people need to have some sort of empathy because we've talked about this before on the podcast. Those jobs are not good.
Oh no! I mean, honestly, most people that own an ice cream truck, they're like retired.
Yeah.
And that's what they do now. They bought an ice cream truck and they just love it. They just drive around all day and sell ice cream. Honestly.
Okay.
Most ice cream truck drivers, they're just doing it, you know, because it's just not a rough job, dude. It's really not.
Yeah, I guess
it's really
true.
Easy money. And they enjoy it cuz you know, they like being the ice cream guy. It brings them back to when they were a little kid, you know? When they were a little kid, they'd run after the ice cream truck and get the ice cream, and now they are the ice cream guy.
Did you do that when you were a kid?
Why, every kid did. Of course. Well, of course I did.
Yeah.
You'd hear it coming, and you'd run to your parents, and you'd be like...
cash.
And I'd be like, ice cream truck's coming, you know?
Yeah.
Back then, a dollar would do you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I remember the ice cream truck. The ice cream truck was a very weird experience. I actually never really caught him that often. I think the ice cream truck in our area was kind of a dick. Like, I think he was, like, whatever. Like, he was a part of some ice cream truck firm. Like, he didn't buy his own, you know?
Yeah.
So he wasn't... Because, like, I remember running down the street, and this guy would just blow right past us. Would never stop. That motherfucker could see us in his rearview mirror. I know we could, but he just kept going, and he never stopped. He was just like, all right, I gotta make this many rounds, I gotta go this many miles today, and he just did that.
That don't make no sense.
Dude,
because every kid chasing you is more money you're going to make.
That's what I was saying. Maybe he was a part of some ice cream truck firm, like that he didn't buy his own, that he was getting paid an hourly wage, and he was like, fuck those kids. I don't want to stop for those kids.
Right. It wasn't a privately owned truck.
Right.
The owner of the ice cream. Yeah, because all the ice cream trucks back in my town in New York, they were all privately owned by like retired people, you know. Just something to do.
Just looking for something
to
do.
Yeah, a couple hours a day, you drive around the neighborhood, you make an extra, you know, $50.
Mm.
You know, and that's what they did. It was like their beer money or something. I don't know.
Their beer money. Their bingo money.
Bingo money. You know, their casino money.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Just a quick little extra buck working for 2 hours a day.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I don't know because, I have very clear and distinct memories of ice cream trucks bailing on us.
And believe it or not, some people just like to make little kids happy.
True.
You know?
In this day and age, it's rare, it seems.
I mean,
but
they exist. You know, they just like to put a smile on the freaking kid's face every day. It's good karma. Mm-hmm. They just feel good about it.
Well, yeah.
You know, 2 hours a day, and then they go hit the golf course.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Fuck, I could do that.
So I'm saying, it's not bad life. I don't understand why that guy didn't stop for you guys.
I'm thinking he probably worked for... I think he was I don't think he was commissioned. I think he was not really.
Employee.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, I don't know what's happening, boss. Nobody's buying.
The kids aren't coming out.
He's just driving around blowing down fatties.
Yeah.
Just eating all the ice cream himself.
Yeah. He was a big dude when we did catch him. It was the same guy for like years. Years and years. Like 10 years. This dude was...
I mean, maybe he just ran out of ice cream.
Maybe.
Maybe just ran out.
And he
out.
Didn't want to like stop and say, hey, sorry, kids.
Why bother? Right. I have to explain it to a bunch of Brady screaming kids that are going to fucking probably throw rocks at you once they find out you're out of ice cream.
Nah.
I mean, you better best to just keep on driving and act like you didn't see them.
Yeah. That's so funny. God, that's so funny to remember that too. Just that guy would always do that.
Let's do the teacher. This fucking story cracks me the fuck up.
This story is pretty funny.
This is hilarious.
Dude, I can't even imagine if this were to happen to me. Teacher kidnaps 3 students and forces them to drive him to Jack in the Box. I expect this to be in Florida, but it's not. It's in California. I really do. Like, yeah, when I hear these crazy headlines, it's just like, that's got to be in Florida. It's got to be.
Yeah, we're going to start an actual daily... We're going to do one Florida headline every day.
Yeah.
On the show. Yeah. And we do have a Florida headline for today.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll do that last.
Probably.
We'll do the Florida headline of the day. Yeah. But so much crazy shit happens in Florida, it seems. Because personally, I would think it would be Texas. But it's Florida. Florida's got the craziest goddamn shit going on.
I don't know what it is, dude.
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
I can't. I honestly can't tell. Like... It's probably a mixture of things. It's probably the heat. It's probably the sinkholes and the hurricanes. They're always on edge because they're always getting ready to be wiped out by a hurricane. Like, because just the craziest shit.
The craziest shit.
Drug abuse is rampant in Florida.
Yeah.
Rampant.
I know.
It's like the Wild
rampant,
West.
It's rampant everywhere, but,
yeah,
you know, you got Miami. It's all coming in through Miami.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So a drug hub.
Well, you remember Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Right. There you go.
You know, wasn't Boston Vice.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
Miami Vice.
Wasn't it's Seattle
all coming
Vice.
In all that shit. Yeah, Cuba. Mm. You got Jamaica. You got all those southern islands where they grow all the drugs.
Yeah.
You know, although they're probably not bringing it in through Miami anymore because, you know, that's where everyone's looking. For the shipments to come in.
They moved a couple of port cities down.
Well, I'm just saying, God only knows where they're bringing it in now.
Yeah.
They're probably spending a little more on fuel, get it a little farther up the coast, than to risk the entire, you know, $30 million shipment.
Yeah.
Of whatever they're bringing in.
It's so fucking weird.
But anyway, back to the other
one. Oh, yeah, yeah. John Edward Mouse, 34, faces charges of kidnapping and false imprisonment. I don't even know what that means. After pulling a knife on 3 of his students and ordering them to drive to Jack in the Box. Hang on. The 17-year-old students were driving around Altadena, California on Saturday night when they spotted Mouse 34, one of their teachers from the...
Age 34.
Yeah, 34. 34 years old. My bad. From the Arroyo Pacific Academy. They pulled over to say hello, and the teacher, who appeared intoxicated, according to news release. Sorry, I'm reading this so shittily.
Yeah, dude, let me just tell the story, because I already read the article. Basically, 17-year-old students, 3 of them, driving around one night. They see one of their teachers from the academy. What's the name of the academy? Just so we can be official and shit.
Yeah, the Arroyo Pacific Academy.
Okay, so there's the school. And they pulled over just to say hi to him. The guy was freaking crocked, hammered. Yeah. Asked them for a ride, got into the car, and then things turned sour.
Yeah, yeah, okay. One of the students... No, I'm going to back up. While the specifics have not been released, it appears that during the car ride, the conversation took an uncomfortable turn and the driver became worried. The teen pulled over and all three students exited the car. That's when Maust ordered the students back into the car because he wanted to go to Jack in the Box.
Right. That's right. That's right. He started getting a little weird. Freaked the kids out. They pulled over. They all got out. He ordered them all back into the car. Yeah. Demanded they drive him to Jack in the Box.
I'll give you all an F if you don't get back in here.
So they agree.
Yeah.
They agree to take him. And then...
Yeah. Fearing for their well-being, the unnamed teens got back in the car and headed for the fast food restaurant. That's when the suspect pulled out a knife. Like... The sheriff's department said. One of the students was able to call 911 and the police department mobilized. Soon a police helicopter spotted the vehicle and ordered them to stop. What I thought was so funny what you said about this, though, is that the suspect pulled out a knife, but he already won. He was already going to Jack in the Box.
Yeah. Yeah, like they already agreed to take him to Jack in the Box. And then he pulls the knife.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you won, dude. It was almost like he was just on a power trip, and he was like, I wonder what I can get these kids to fucking do. He was like, take me to Jack in the Box. And they were like, okay, man. No, and then, and then after they agreed, he's like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
All right, let's kick this up a notch. And he just fucking, you know what I mean? Like, holy shit. Like, dude, you're already on your way to food. Just chill the fuck out. He pulls the knife out after they agree to it.
I don't know. What's the point? I mean, unless they were getting mouthy. Unless the kids were starting to get more mouthy with it.
He was
it.
Like, look, you little fucking punk.
Yeah. Look, you little shit. If you fucking tell anybody, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
And like, I'll give you an F.
Like, maybe they didn't want to go to Jack. Maybe after they said, yeah, okay, Jack in the Box is okay, man. Maybe we can go. But, hey, there's a Wendy's right there. And he was like, fuck that.
No. No.
I've never even been to a Jack in the Box.
That's horrible. You can get two tacos for a dollar.
That sounds great.
It's a burger restaurant, though.
Sounds great.
They're bad. There's one Jack in the Box in a city I lived in down in really southern Utah, and it's not good. Not good food.
Two tacos for a buck sounds really good. I don't care how fucking shitty they are. I mean, come on, man.
But
two
Del
tacos
Taco,
for a buck.
You can go to Del Taco and do that.
And Del Taco is amazing.
Right.
I love Del Taco.
Exactly. He fucking pulls out a knife.
Yeah. So, your teacher, no less.
Yeah, I know. Your teacher. Like, oh, hi, Mr. Henderson. How's it going? Oh, my God. It's Mr. Henderson. He's our math teacher.
I don't think he was just drinking.
No.
I think he was on some other shit. That sounds a little fucking erratic.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, I can't, unless he was, like, a ragey drunk.
Yeah. Like, he just caught his old lady cheating on him, you know, his wife.
Right, right, right.
Cheating on him. Wife of 12 years. Found her with like a 19-year-old. Mm. So he's going to take it out on his fucking high school students.
Yeah, he's like, you fucking kids.
Exactly. Oh my God. Just starts knifing motherfuckers in the goddamn car. Screaming, 12 years. He's fucking, oh my God. Yeah, don't pick up nobody, kids.
Yeah, even your teacher.
Even your teachers, man. Teachers got problems. Just because they stand in front of you in class all day doesn't mean they're not a goddamn meth head.
Or not a human.
Which I think will segue us right into our Florida headline of the day.
Oh, you want to do that one now?
Well, yeah, I just said meth head.
Oh, there you go. That's true.
Got a segue.
Florida
right
woman.
In.
Oh my God. Okay, this headline is Florida woman arrested has the most Florida name ever. And it's kind of true just because, this is the Florida thing to happen. This is the, I hate how this dude wrote this fucking article. Like it's so like millennial.
Did you read these articles completely before now?
Not all of them, no.
That's what you got to do.
Well, I mean, that's typically what I do, but we just didn't do it this time.
I know.
But we read this one. We read the Florida one. I just
reading is always easier if you read it once.
I just hate this. This is the most Florida thing to happen in the history of Florida. That's not a...
Sure it is. This is the most Florida thing to ever happen in the history of Florida.
Nah, it just sounds like internet speak to me. A woman named Crystal Meth was arrested.
I think you just pissed because you fucked it up. Now you're just saying it sucks. It's a shitty sentence.
No. I didn't fuck it up. I was reading it. I just stopped because I don't like it. That's why I fucked it up, because I don't like it.
This woman's name.
You just want to move on.
I just want to get the name out.
Her name is Crystal Meth. It's actually Crystal Methany.
Yeah, Crystal Methany.
I mean, how ridiculous is that? That is fucking... That doesn't even... That's not even believable. Like, that almost sounds fake. That's so close.
Well, what if the family's last name was indeed Methany?
Mm-hmm.
And they were just junkies.
They just named her Crystal.
Yeah, they thought it would be hilarious.
Right.
It was their drug of choice.
Yeah.
They're like,
my name is Ganja. What's your last name? Cannabis.
What should we name her?
Oh, my God. What should we name her? Oh, my God.
Well, I've always been a little partial to Crystal.
Yeah. It's just the stupidest shit out of Florida.
Yeah. She should actually live in Utah.
You think so?
Well, I mean, isn't Utah the methamphetamine capital of the fucking world? I thought it was.
People say that shit, but I've never seen it. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard, and, like, my family's gone up to, like, Wyoming and all that shit, and, like, Montana, and they say everybody looks methed out up there. In Utah, I don't see it at all.
No.
At all. I mean, have you ever seen anybody that looks like they're on the sauce on that type
not
of?
Not really, to be honest with you. I don't know. Yeah, a couple. There was that one chick working the drive-thru. I was with Ken. God, she was all fucking messed
was it like
the fuck
Taco
out.
Taco Bell one, or?
I can't remember which fast food chain it was, but all that, because that was irrelevant compared to the fact how methed out this fucking broad was at the freaking, oh, God.
Yeah.
She was really tweaking, but, I mean, shit, in New York, meth doesn't exist. At least it didn't exist that I ever knew of.
Mm.
There was plenty of cocaine, but there was no meth.
Yeah.
You know, at least not in my town. Nobody does meth in New York. Maybe a couple of hardcore biker types might do it.
Right.
You know, because it's, I guess it's cheaper. You can ride for days, man. You can ride for days. But,
exactly.
Yeah. But it was all cocaine in New York. So, I mean, I don't know. I moved here and all of a sudden everyone was like, tweaker this and tweaker that. And fucking my neighbor was a tweaker. And, I mean, my one friend's sister is a tweaker. And so, I mean, it's, I know people that, you know people that are tweakers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess I've seen some weird shit in some of the bigger cities in Utah.
I mean, the guy that was here, fucking Brennan's friend.
Oh,
that
yeah.
just got out of prison.
Yeah, that guy was
He was like, if you looked up tweaker in the fucking encyclopedia, there'd be a picture of that guy.
Mm-hmm. Smoking a meth pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he made me a little nervous being in the fucking house.
Yeah, that guy
just got out of fucking prison.
That guy was sketchy as fuck.
Sketchy as fuck. And then we even had fucking Cam. Cam was on our fucking show
talking about how much
he liked meth.
That's true. Cam did say he loved meth.
Never fucking met a person ever in all my life on the East Coast. Never met somebody that said, hey, I want to do some meth.
Yeah.
Never.
I've never
Not
met
once
anybody
in my life. But I've been in Utah for 3 years, and trust me, it's pretty prevalent here.
Interesting.
Compared to the East Coast, man. I've, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Never met anybody that had meth, could get meth, or wanted to introduce me to meth. Not once. And that's, we're talking Florida, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maine, and New York.
Mm.
Never once.
That's weird. I mean, that is crazy. I guess it is more prevalent here. I've never been offered, and I've never really even known anybody except for Cam. That was the only guy that has ever openly said, yeah, dude, I like meth.
I mean, my next door neighbor when I first moved here. You know, got to know her a little bit. She was kind of into it. At least she used to be.
Mm.
You know, as we got to know each other, she explained that, you know, she went through the rehab and everything. And she used to have a problem with it. But, you know, Florida, obviously.
Florida's just fucked. I think they're a little bit like Utah, too, in the whole thing with prescription abuse, too. Like, Florida is all about that prescription abuse. They abuse the fuck out of Oxycontin.
And if you think about it, man, all the diet pills, that's pretty much illegal methamphetamine.
True.
All those diet pills, man.
That's
all
true.
Those speedy fucking diet pills. That's amphetamine.
And people are in pretty good shape in Utah for the most part.
Now, I mean, it's not crystal methamphetamine.
But it is an amphetamine.
But it's amphetamine, yeah.
Cocaine's not an amphetamine, is it?
No. Cocaine's under a different class.
Yeah.
Fucking narcotic or some shit.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really know the
I'm
classifications.
I'm not really sure. I never had to bust anybody. So what?
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't know what the fuck the cops call that shit. And I've never been busted with anything either. So I don't know. I don't know what the fucking classifications of drugs
are.
I actually did work in a pharmacy for 3 years as a pharmacy tech. So I should know, and there was probably a time when I did know, but I just, you know, once it's out of your life, you fucking... You know, out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that shit. I don't remember what's a narcotic or a class one or a class two or whatever the fuck. Yeah, C1s schedules and C2s. And
shit.
Check codeine is a C1 or a C3. I can't remember. Is the number, does it get smaller the worse it is or higher the worse it is?
Yeah, is it like a golf score or basketball score?
Yeah, like is a C1 worse than a C3? Like first degree burn, third degree burn? I don't fucking
know. Yeah, I don't know.
Why you gotta fucking classify shit? Coke is coke. Meth is meth. Label it whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. It is weird because they seem like they're arbitrary regulations.
It's so fucking stupid. They just want to label and put a name on everything, you know, to try and classify something as it's this. No, it's whatever you fucking want it to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They all do it for that legal purpose, though, that whole illegal thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know why. I don't really know why they label it one thing or the other for the legal purpose, but it has something to do with it, though.
But they just be naming motherfuckers after drugs in Florida.
Yeah, crystal methany.
The point of this story, man. Yeah. Crystal methany. All right.
My name is Coco Snort.
Yeah.
Or Coca, I guess. And she was arrested for shooting apparently a rocket. The article's not very specified. Yeah.
Like your last name is Coke, so you're going to name your kid Snortin'. I wonder if anybody that does have a last name of, like, crack.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah, like you can make your nickname Smokin'. I'm Ted Smokin' Crack. Yeah. Smokin's in quotes.
Right, right, right. Yeah, like your, like it's your rapper name.
Right, right. Ugh. All right, what else we got in the lineup?
We got the Oklahoma Tea Party candidate supports stoning gay people to death.
Yeah, the Oklahoma Tea Party candidate.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking, this is a person in our government who thinks it's perfectly fine to fucking stone gays to death. And, you know, at first I looked at this guy and I thought, dude, you are so goddamn in the closet. I mean, look at this motherfucker.
I know, dude.
Name him. Name him so people can look up a picture of this guy. This guy looks like he dreams about sucking a dick every night of his fucking life. And he can't fucking handle it. So he's got to go out there and stone gays to death. Isn't so nobody will ever find out how fucking gay he is. I mean, it's just like the KKK guy.
Yeah, the KKK dude.
That got caught with a black male prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or the Republican candidate that got caught trying to solicit gay sex in a bathroom and shit.
There you go.
They all try to do it.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's like the more anti-fucking whatever, the more likely you're going to be that.
Right.
Because you hate something about yourself, and so you need to attack it outward.
Right.
So weird.
Exactly.
Anyway, this piece of shit is named Scott Esk. It's amazing that, like, this guy can just, like, walk around.
Well, because he's in Oklahoma.
That's true.
So right. Scott Esk is basically, because he is an Oklahoma politician, he is a physical manifestation of Oklahoma's mass majority state of mind. And that's what we kind of figured out. So you can find out which states are the most fucked up by looking at their leaders.
They're just representatives of their constituents. And one of the problems with this, that there's a problem that we have with this, and we've even talked about this before, where congressmen and senators don't reflect exactly what the people want when they go to Congress and they vote for things that the constituents may not have wanted. And we complain about that.
What's a constituent?
That's a voter.
Okay.
Yeah, they call them, that's a constituent is a voter.
Why can't you just say voter?
Because that's just the technical term for it.
I know, but I'm sick of that technical shit. I mean, like, well, you know, it's almost like it used to be shell shock. And now it's post-traumatic stress disorder. And in another year, they're going to add another 3 syllables. Just so it's, you know, fuck that. Just say fucking say voter. God damn it. I'm not getting mad at you. I'm getting mad at the fact that every year they need to make something more and more.
But constituent has been around for fucking ever. Constituent is an old ass word. That's actually what it's been called for most of time. Yeah.
And where I come from, we call them voters.
All right, voters.
I'm just saying. Constituents.
So we bitch about how congressmen and senators don't reflect the views of the voters. We think that that's bullshit because, I mean, that's what we say. Like, oh, it's a non-representative government because the congressmen are not even listening to us. They're just doing whatever does their thing. And then we also bitch about when they actually do, but not as much, I think. Because it does give us that insight into where these fucked up places are in the country.
Totally, man. I mean, Oklahoma, totally fucking insane.
Yeah.
You know? And they interviewed him a little bit, and he was quoted, and it's in the article, as saying, I didn't vote towards murdering gays, but I don't have a problem with it. Like, gays should be sentenced to death. Somebody yeah. tried to pass that law in Oklahoma. And he was like, I didn't support that, but I'm not against it.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, really? You know, if you're going to just start killing people for that kind of shit, I got a long list. Long list of people that can die for stupid-ass shit that I don't fucking like.
It all comes down to his fucking religion, though.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You know? I say we kill the fucking towel heads that own the gas station at the bottom of the street because they don't hire Americans and they don't fucking tip. I say kill them.
Just kill them?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any
sense. Right, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
If you're
going to
kill somebody for being gay, where does it end?
Where does it end? Right.
You know, you didn't tip me, motherfucker. I'm going to follow you on the fucking out into the parking lot on your way to your car and put a plug in the back of your head because I believe in tipping.
Right.
And anyone who doesn't tip needs to
die. They're going down.
I got no problem with shooting a non-tipper in the back of the skull as they leave my restaurant. I mean, seriously.
I see what you're saying. It is ridiculous. It all comes down to this fucking dude's religion, though. Whoever's not white and Christian should die. That's really how this guy thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it all started with some Facebook posts he was making.
Mm.
So the first one was that stoning gay people to death goes against some parts of libertarianism, I realize, and I'm largely libertarian, but ignoring as a nation things that are worthy of death is very remiss. That's what he fucking said on his Facebook page. This is 2014. This motherfucker is actually saying that being gay is worthy of death. And then a Facebook user messaged him to ask him to clarify, and he said, I never said I would author legislation to put homosexuals to death, but I didn't have a problem with it. What are you talking about? What are you fucking talking
about?
He's
like, I didn't actually try to make it a law, but I wouldn't mind if it were.
Well, he was probably more like, I wasn't actually trying to make it a law.
Oh, my God, right. Because look at the picture of this guy. Look up a picture of this guy.
Yeah, Scott-esque.
Holy shit.
Oh, piece of shit.
This guy wants a dick in his ass more than anybody out there, I'm telling you. RuPaul, straight compared to this fucking
right.
guy.
Yeah, Eddie Izzard looks like a lumberjack.
Yeah. Oh my God. Eddie Izzard.
The fucking crossdresser. So understandably unnerved, the magazine called up Esk for clarification again. Although Esk claimed he didn't remember the comments, he fleshed out his views anyway. Well, then he was lying, basically. That was done in the Old Testament under a law. That's where the religion thing comes from. It was done in the Old Testament under a law that came directly from God, and in that time there, it was totally just. It came directly from God. I have no plans to reinstitute that in Oklahoma law. I do have some very huge moral misgivings about those kinds of sins. Fucking asshole.
God. Well, I mean, I can see where he's coming from. He's thinking that he believes the bullshit, the Bible, and the fucking religions of the world. Well, I shouldn't even say the religions of the world. It's just the Catholic and the Christian religion that is really, I mean, I don't know, they're all kind of fucked up in their own way. But, you know, Catholic and Christians, they're extremely fucked up.
Yeah. Muslims, I'm pretty sure, hate gays too.
God's going to burn you forever for it. I mean, well, there's a place in fucking Africa where they'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll sentence you to death. It's actually legal in a part of South Africa.
I can't remember which one it was.
That if you get caught fucking another man, you're both put to death.
Yeah.
But it's like, it is law.
Right.
So, you know, Oklahoma, there you go.
Yeah. That's just amazing. The Oklahoma and a third world country in Africa could share a law together.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, whatever. Because, I mean, what's next? Like I said, you know, they start killing gays. You know, next it'll be Italians.
Yeah. Right.
I don't like those meatball eaters.
Yeah, those fucking guineas. Yeah. Let's put them to death.
Yeah, you know, meatballs, you know, it's the whole ball thing.
Yeah.
You know, so what if they put sauce and cheese on them? I think they're gay. They're gay. They like to roll up their meat into little balls, little man-sized balls. They need to be hung.
Chef Boyardee gets taken out of all the shelves in Oklahoma.
Yeah, and you know, they don't, bananas not offered
Olive Garden
at the grocery store anymore.
Yeah.
Anything phallic looking at
all. Yeah, anything. They have to make all traffic lights look really weird. They have to, like, bend them and shit so that they don't look very phallic. Just Just anything. Anything that reminds anybody of dicks.
That's right.
You have to get rid of it.
That's right.
Fucking idiot.
Because they're all fucking idiot. Because they're all so homophobic that they can't look at a dick without the fucking feelings getting stirred up inside of them. You know what I'm saying?
God.
Fucking guy. What's his name one more time?
Scott Esk.
Yeah,
Scott. You're a piece of shit, Scott.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
You're a fucking piece of work, man.
Fucking hell.
I hope all the gays, like, they just converge upon Oklahoma and they just beat you to death with dildos.
I just hope that they make it so fucking gay in Oklahoma that everybody leaves.
Oh, my God. Like, no, we don't want them here. Keep all the Oklahoma people there. No, at least we know where they're at.
Make a move to Texas. Make everybody that is annoying move to Texas, and then they can secede from the union, and we can be done with this shit.
Oh, my God.
Enough.
I'm down with that.
God damn it.
I'm down with that, Texas.
Texas is fucking huge. It's a huge state. It can have all of the pieces of shit in this country. All the people that hate people for no reason.
I'll never go to Texas. I don't even want to cross the Texas state line.
Well, it's like an L. It's like Oklahoma and then like Kansas, Oklahoma down to Texas. That's the vertical part of the L, and then straight across. All idiots. Mm-hmm. Just an L of dumbasses in this country.
Yeah.
Cuz then you got Texas, what is it? Alabama or Arkansas? Arkansas, then Mississippi, then
Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas.
The S is silent.
Yeah.
For you uneducated people out there.
And then we could even grab a couple of states above that. So like Tennessee and Kentucky, they can go ahead and everybody in the, and Florida, obviously.
There's no W in Georgia. Arkansas.
Wait, no W in Arkansas? What do you mean by that?
I mean there's no W in Arkansas.
Huh. Because
it's Arkansas.
Oh. But wait, why would that, what does that have to do with a W? I'm sorry.
Arkansas.
Oh, I see. Like
you,
island.
You like somebody that didn't know that there was an S there.
Right.
They would
write
it with a W because that's how it's pronounced.
Right.
Arkansas.
I'm an idiot. I get it.
Yeah, dude. If you don't get it, just fucking ignore me and just move on. God damn it.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's fine. I was just curious. You get all pissed at me.
I'm just saying. It's like fucking annoying as fuck.
I'm sorry I didn't get your joke, Devin. Fuck. God damn.
When I don't get your jokes, I don't fucking inquire about them. I just ignore them and
I'm sorry, I'm a learner.
Show moving.
I'm a learner.
Furious anger me.
Furious anger.
Fuck. All right. So, Oklahoma, if you're gay, don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, because they will stone you to death and then try and pass a law about it to cover their fucking asses later.
Did you hear about that thing in Kansas? The Westboro Baptist Church thing? You heard about the Westboro Baptist Church, right?
Nah.
They're the guys that they go protest all the soldier funerals. They go to all the soldier and cop funerals and they protest and they say that God wanted these men dead because America allows homosexuality. They have picket signs that say God hates fags.
That's the ridiculous thing I've ever fucking
heard. It's the dumbest thing
in
the world. It's the stupidest thing in the whole goddamn world. It's amazingly
stupid.
That
is like stupid as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, there. Those. I could have sworn you've seen those signs, like God hates fags.
Oh,
and,
I've seen them. I didn't. Yeah, but I don't.
Yeah, that's the Westboro Baptist
Church.
Pay
attention to these fucking headlines.
But the funny thing though is that I can't remember exactly what it was. I can't remember if it was a group of gay friends or if it was like an outfit, like an LGBT outfit or something. But they bought a house across the street from the Westboro Baptist Church facility in Topeka, and they painted it the rainbow for gay pride.
Okay.
And it's just a funny protest because they can't do anything about it. They can't fuck with those guys over across the street.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, yeah. I stoning a fucking gay person to death because they're fucking gay is just ridiculous. I mean, but, you know, I don't know. I think the whole gay struggle is, it's fucking silly to me. Like, every time I see something gay in the fucking headlines, I'm like, dude, what the fuck ever? They're fucking gay. Who fucking cares? I'm sick of looking at this shit.
Right. Like, you why is it mean? Even an issue? Right.
Yeah. You know? And then you get the real flamboyant gays. They go on their little fucking marches and they make a big deal about being gay. They're just as fucking insane to me. Mm. Just go be gay.
Yeah.
And keep your fucking mouth shut about it. Just go fucking be gay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't need to fucking hear how fucking gay you are.
Right.
Marching down the street with your gay pride shit and we want equal fucking rights. You fucking have them.
Right.
Just keep your fucking mouth shut about it.
Well, they don't.
Nobody
have
needs to know
totally
you're fucking
equal
gay.
Rights,
Why not? Well, because of the marriage thing.
Yeah.
Which is insane to me. Why do you want to be
fucking
married? Right,
because you
don't
even want to be married.
Why the fuck would you even want to be married? Oh, God. Why the fuck are you fighting
for
this?
Why are you fighting for something shitty?
Something shitty that was created by a religion that wants to send you to a burning lake of fire for all of eternity.
Right.
Marriage was invented by fucking religion. Something that you fight against tooth and nail. Now all of a sudden you want to buy into their bullshit? Yeah. Are you fucking out of your mind? Go suck a dick and shut the fuck up. Like, holy shit. So yeah, the gays that are all fucking protesting, they're just as insane as the guy that wants to stone them.
And I see, I do see your point with that. Because marriage is just fucking dumb to begin with. But the reason why they fight for it is, I mean, literally for like tax purposes.
Yeah, all right. Fuck. That's so stupid to me. All right, let's move on to the next story.
We
said enough about Scott-esque.
Yeah. I mean, just to reiterate, fuck him.
Yeah. Oh, totally. No, the guy needs to be fucking
ignorant,
the victim of a hate crime, but a reverse hate crime. Like a whole bunch of gays just gang up on him one night and just beat him to death with fucking dildos. Just beat him to death with them. and then spray paint his whole dead corpse rainbow as a fucking statement. I think that'd be great. That'd be a great headline.
This was covered in my boyfriend's shit, you asshole.
Yeah.
Just giving him black
eyes. And the boyfriend's right next
dildos.
To him.
Yeah.
Saying, you damn right. You damn right.
You damn right. Choke him with the anal beads. Wrap him around his neck.
Fuck.
So the last story we have. People know who this woman is. And this story is not like... I mean, this is kind of almost like an opinion editorial piece more than anything. But does it... For the people out there that are listening to this, have you ever seen that show, The Long Island Medium? Where it's basically a younger version of Paula Deen, and she walks around with her fucking stupid eyebrows and her blue eyes, and she knocks on people's doors and she tells them about ghosts and their old family members. Well, it turns out that somebody thinks she's a fraud, which I don't know who is still thinking that she's true.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so she's a medium, which is an automatic you're fraud, and she's one on TV. So she's a medium on a television show.
Right.
That's like a double heaping pile of bullshit.
Right.
You know. Yeah. Ugh. Like a medium not on TV, you got a 90% chance they're full of shit.
Of course.
Medium on television, it's impossible for it to be real. Right.
It's 110%
chance. So people are
chance.
Shocked by this. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I believed so much in this fraud.
It's like believing that the Kardashians are actually, like, it's like somebody coming out and saying, breaking news, the Kardashians aren't very smart. And then everybody's like, what? I thought they were. I thought they were math geniuses.
Maybe they are geniuses. They got their own fucking show.
They're marketing geniuses.
Well, there you go.
But they're not even geniuses.
Why don't you say it's a shock to find out that the Kardashians aren't real? Yeah, that everything about them is completely fake and manufactured.
Right.
And I think they're smart.
I think that they have smart people around them.
No, I think they're probably pretty fucking smart. But it's just not cool to be a Kardashian and be smart. So they just play the role like fucking Marilyn Manson.
Yeah,
dude, you cannot fucking be that big, that famous, that fucking rich if you're not fucking smart. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's like saying George Bush is a dumbass.
Right.
George Bush played the dumbass. Everyone loved to make fun of how stupid George Bush was. That guy went to fucking Yale or Harvard or wherever the Skull and Bones is. He is an incredibly intelligent man. He comes from a long fucking bloodline of world leaders. It goes all the way back to freaking Vlad, the original Dracula.
Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah. George Bush is a direct descendant of Vlad the Impaler. The guy is a fucking genius, and he played an asshole to the people because... it's a lot easier to get away with shit when you're just branded an idiot.
Yeah. When you're the village idiot, you get away with dumb stuff.
Don't think anyone's stupid when they're rolling in dough like that. They're fucking not. But that doesn't mean that they're not fake.
Right.
They're fake and plastic as fuck.
Well, that means that they're even more fake because they are smart.
Well, every picture of fucking Kim Kardashian is airbrushed.
Hmm.
She doesn't look like that.
Right.
In real life, she doesn't.
Photoshopped.
No, she's kind of fat.
Hmm.
And she's kind of... frumpy dumpy fucking looking.
She's got a nice ass though.
But when you get in, I think her ass is way too big. I'm, what are you, black?
She's black.
You're a white guy. You're supposed to like small asses.
No, I like big asses.
You like big asses?
I like big, like, bubble ass. I don't like fucking... I don't go to the route of, like, the black community where it's like...
I think she's got
like,
a fat ass. I think it's too fat. I think it's kind of gelatinous. I think, yeah.
I would take a nose dive, like, right off a diving board straight into it.
I'm sure Kanye West is very happy with it. I'm sure he thinks it's the best thing on the planet.
No, I am an ass dude.
He probably
sure.
gets her to fucking sit on, like, a big silver fucking platter before they get it on.
And he just looks at it.
Yeah, he's like, that's my shit.
Through his fucking, the glasses with the plastic horizontal lines. Have you seen those?
No.
Oh, they're so stupid looking. But yeah, he's sitting there. What are they? Oh, shutter glasses. They look like shutters.
He sits there.
With his shutter glasses.
He sits there in his fucking $80,000 robe. Looking at him, looking at that ass through the shutter glasses, sitting on this big, like, polished silver plate.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, that's my shit.
Smoking a cigar of children hair.
But to me, it's just, yeah, it's too big.
Yeah. You know?
But anyway, she's totally fake. She's totally airbrushed and whatever, man. She's smart. Yeah. She's playing that role.
The family is cohesively smart, I agree. I don't know how smart each individual is. I really don't believe that. Like, I don't believe that I could go up to Kim Kardashian.
Probably only took one of them. Probably right. only took one of them to, like the to make them all rich. Yeah, but one of them's got some brains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, one of them, yeah, obviously they have to. But, like, I don't think I could go up to Kim Kardashian and be like, so, what do you think about, you know, what do you think about, like, this philosophy? Or what do you think about this crazy story in
science
news?
You have no idea.
I don't know.
You have never talked to that woman. She could be a fucking super goddamn genius. You have no idea.
It's true. It's true. I know.
You cannot judge it by the TV persona. That is completely scripted and manufactured.
And I didn't say it was fact. I just said...
No. But I understand. Based upon the image that they create for themselves, one would think you couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just breaking through that bullshit, saying everything on television is bullshit. Nothing is as it seems.
True.
And until you walk up to a celebrity and sit down and actually try to have that conversation, you have no idea. You can never base anything off of what you see on the television. And I think we need to break through that right now. Because you're like, yeah, no, she's an idiot because of... And I don't think I could have that conversation. You're supporting that what you see on TV is real.
I've never even seen the fucking show. I don't even know. But
what you see in the media,
what
you see of Kim Kardashian, which we could call media, causes you to think that you couldn't have an intellectual conversation. And by arguing that standpoint, you're telling people out there to believe what they see on TV. And I'm saying bullshit.
It's funny how you threw the prejudice thing back on me.
That's nothing prejudice at all. What are you talking about?
No, like you're. I'm not saying this in a negative way because it's true. I am being prejudiced
against
the Kardashians. I've made a prejudgment about them.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking racism. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like prejudice and racist kind of merged for me in my brain right there. And I'm like, there was nothing racist said,
except for the "What are you black?"
But dude, yo, hey. Any black people out there listen to our show? Y'all like big asses.
Yeah, I don't think
that's
they
not
would deny
racist.
That. I don't think
that's
they
a
would deny
fact.
That.
All right,
maybe black people and Dylan.
Yeah, there's maybe a couple of black guys out there that like little tiny, you know, white girl asses, but it's not the norm. So yeah. I don't think I was being racist by saying that.
No, you weren't. I was kidding.
Okay, you know, I see black guys out there going, "You damn right, that big juicy ass," and they need a big ass because they got them fucking 10-foot cocks.
You know, I actually read an article that said that's not true.
That was more racist than anything I've said all night. But it's nothing any black guy would ever bitch about. He's
right.
Like, yeah, just keep
no,
you,
no,
keep
people
perpetuating
never bitch
that.
About the
no.
neg or the positive stereotypes,
exactly.
Just the negative ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know what? That was really racist. But go ahead and keep saying it.
All right, we're done.
That's an hour. Shit blows by.
Yeah, it does.
All right.
I kind of missed the three.
Well,
I like doing threes, I think.
Yeah.
And I like having guests.
Yeah, as long as they're interesting.
Yeah, if they're interesting.
Yeah. All right, guys. That was 1 hour. Hope you enjoyed it. See you tomorrow.
Laters.